Greg here from MTech Digital. This week we're going to talk about structuring your content. Let's get started. Good SEO on a website requires a foundation. That means a structure underlying everything you do on your website. One of the best ways to do this is to ensure that you start with well-structured content. We mean proper focus, content that's relevant to your titles, and a choice of keywords that makes sense and is relevant to your content without being over the top. We'll talk about keywords and keyword density in another tip, but for today, let's focus on structure. Consider a web page, a report. You need a title, you need a subtitle, you need content relevant to each subtitle or subheading, and all of that content relates to the primary title of the document. If you write a document about cats, you're going to want to talk generally about cats. If you want to talk about feeding cats or bathing cats, each of those becomes a subsection. You're not going to talk about feeding cats and then talk about shampoo. You're going to talk about feeding cats and what kind of foods and how they should be fed or the time of day. And then when you move on to the, you know, maintenance of a cat's coat, that care section, then you can talk about what shampoos you want to use. What you don't want to do is get the content all jumbled together, and you definitely don't want to focus on something that isn't relevant to the topic. So if you're talking about cats, leave the dogs out of it, leave the horses out of it, leave the chickens out of it. If the chickens want discussion, they can have their own page all about chickens. And then you can talk about the care and feeding of chickens on that page. But we're talking about cats. So let's talk about the structure of that page and what it's going to look like. So if we bring up this page about cats, everything you need to know about cats is the title. That's the focus of this page. We are talking about cats. Anything on the page under that title needs to be related to cats. We also want to break down the content into sections so that each section has a relevant path back to the top. Dry food or wet food is about feeding about everything you need to know. Each section relates up to the parent, and that's really important. You get one title on a page. Historically, we use titles in HTML, the language we build pages from, as a way to change the size of text on the screen. It's been used wrong for 20 years. What's important is using that text as a mechanism to structure your content. You have a title, a subtitle, and then subheadings below that. If you follow that structure, heading one is your primary title. You're allowed to have one of those per page. H2, a subheading related to your H1, and then H3s, H4s, and H5s, again, falling down further. So H1, everything you need to know about cats, H2, feeding cats, and H3, or further down, your subsection, dry food, wet food for your cat. So this is a really simple page. How does that relate when we talk about a business page or a page for your organization? Well, let's go to our site and let's take a look. I'm going to pick a content page specifically, although every page on the site still follows this structure. Let's go into our web design section and let's pick content management, for example. It's a nice light page. So content management is the topic of the page. That is our heading one. That's our H1, the primary focus of the page. Anything on this page is going to be related to content management. Developing a CMS website, that's a second level. It's a heading on the page, but it's still a subheading of content management. Now you can see visually, we didn't make it smaller than content management. Size is related to how you see things. We structured the content, though, inside the code, which you'll do with your content management tool, into headings and then content that's relevant to those subheadings. Virtually any WordPress template, the page title that shows up will be your H1. So in the space in WordPress, when you're configuring that, you're going to want to configure the title, the top box on that new page content. That's your H1 title. That's what the page is about. You should be using words that are relevant to either your product or your service or the content of that page. And then you should be using similar words, similar keywords, or semantic indicators that are equivalent to those words in your content. Content management, CMS, content management tool, or you could use WordPress. I wouldn't be surprised if WordPress is actually considered a synonym or a semantic synonym to content management online. Structured content makes it easier for a search engine to pick out the relevant pieces and present them to a potential visitor. It's that simple. If your content is structured well and it's clean, you're going to get more visitors. And the visitors you get will be happier because the content that you're delivering is what they were looking for. We'll talk more about how to make that content stand out in another tip. But for today, I'm Greg from MTech Digital. Thanks for watching.